We're just a little less than 2 minutes until the opening bell on this Monday morning, coming off of quite a winning streak for stocks. The S&P 500 up for seven straight sessions, and we've got the S&P 500 also closing at a record on Friday. One of the other things that we are considering this morning, as we see not a wholeheartedly risk on tone, but something of a risk on tone, is that we've got cryptocurrencies rallying again, and many of the associated stocks rallying along with them. You guys, Emily, I don't see any particular catalysts necessarily for the rally that we're seeing in Bitcoin and especially in Ethereum this morning and over the weekend. But, you know, that's not necessarily unusual when it comes to crypto.
No, absolutely, Julie. And, you know, one thing that I want to point out as well when it comes to these cryptocurrency prices, and what's interesting about this latest rally, of course, is we were talking a little bit about the infrastructure bill that, of course, passed the House late last week. Do you want to point out, of course, that as we've been talking about over the past couple of months, this does include a controversial cryptocurrency tax reporting requirement that broadens out the definition of who's considered a broker for IRS purposes within the crypto industry. Now, of course, we still have to wait for the Treasury Department to explain how it plans to interpret that bill. But still, seeing this cryptocurrency move higher across the board here, definitely interesting on the heels of the passage of that bill. But do you want to highlight as well just a number of stocks moving? We do have Coinbase moving higher here. And how does it spell in your stock exchange right now?
Yeah, and there's the opening bell. That is Nextdoor, which is going to begin trading after it completes a SPAC transaction this morning. And we later on are going to be talking to the CEO of Nextdoor, Sarah Friar, about that debut that it is having. But we'll hold that until later in the show. In the meantime, Emily, as you were talking about, we're seeing this sort of ripple effect from cryptocurrency moves to some of those cryptocurrency stocks this morning.
That's right, Julie. And of course, we should point out that Coinbase is one of these stocks that did just actually open higher by about 3% here. That company is also reporting third quarter results after the bell today. And just taking a look at what Wall Street is expecting, this company is anticipated to post a sequential revenue decline in the third quarter. But as we're talking about the rally here in Bitcoin and Ethereum and some of these other major tokens today, this is a pretty strong setup here heading into the fourth quarter and of course, into next year. And that's something that Bloomberg Intelligence was also talking about as well. When we think about the fact that there had been this major price correction in both Bitcoin and Ethereum in July, we now had these tokens rallying to record levels now in this current quarter here for Coinbase, something that's likely going to lift that exchange. And then if we take a look, a broader look at some of the altcoins, of course, the fact that Coinbase had added that latest meme coin, Shiba Inu, to its platform is likely to be something helping that company in its current quarter as well. So that will be one of those cryptocurrency related stocks to watch after the bell today, after it reports results, but getting a little bit of a boost here on the heels of that record run up, Julie.
Yeah, definitely. Let's also talk earnings for just a moment. It's not as busy today in terms of earnings, a lot of them coming out after the bell, but the makeup maker Coty did come out with its numbers. It's raised its forecast for annual organic sales. It is seeing a comeback in demand for a number of its different products. And it says, let's see here, prestige segment sales up 35% to about $870.7 million. The company also saying that for fiscal 22, adjusted per share earnings can be 19 to 23 cents. Saz, you watch the cosmetics and beauty space pretty closely. What's going on here for Coty and broadly for the industry?
What, all millennial males don't watch the cosmetics industry, or is it just me, guys? Look, this was a very good quarter.
It's all for Coty.
A couple things, the couple things I care about is that prestige business, like you mentioned, Julie. Sales up 34%, really driven across the board. Gucci, Burberry, Marc Jacobs, Chloe, and of course Kylie Jenner. Gucci in particular looks like a standout, up triple digits in the quarter. Big quarter for them. And then two, you mentioned on guidance, the adjusted operating profit income outlook for the company now raised to $900 million at a minimum, was only at $900 million before. So the cosmetics recovery continues. Less people are out there wearing masks. You need to look good when you go out. Hence, you're seeing Coty on the comeback trail.
Right, Brian. And of course, we also spoke with ELF's management, of course, last Friday as well. And one of the things that we've really been seeing across the board here is there has been this demand, as you were talking about, Brian, for beauty products. We know that during the pandemic, there had been this incredible demand for skincare specifically, as people were focusing a little bit more on taking care of their skin, not necessarily so much on the cosmetics and makeup side of the equation here. But taking a look at some other drivers as well for Coty, America's net revenue up 24% and topping expectations, as well as APAC net revenue. So really seeing that pop here in Asia Pacific as well, up 32%. So I think on the global scale, as you're seeing these lockdown measures starting to ease, people starting to go back out across the board, definitely providing a bit of a tailwind here for Coty and a number of these other beauty-related stocks.
And there's one more stock that I want to mention this morning on a bit more of a grim note, and that is Live Nation, which is moving pretty sharply lower here by 5.5%. This appears to be tied to the Astroworld tragedy over the weekend, that concert, of course, in Houston, during which Travis Scott was performing and 8 people were killed as there was a surge in the crowd. There were also a number of people injured. And the reporting continues here on what exactly went wrong and whether any of it could have been prevented. The New York Times reporting this morning that the Houston Police Department did have some concerns ahead of the concert and did communicate directly. The police chief communicated directly with Travis Scott. And shared his concerns, so he was aware of them. That's the rapper's hometown, and so there was a lot of enthusiasm for the concert. But again, not clear what could have been done specifically to prevent that, as that investigation is ongoing. Also, just for some perspective here on the company itself, the stock has been trading at a record and has had a big surge this year on the prospects for a return to live concerts and other forms of live entertainment. You see the stock is up 57% for the year to date. So the drop that we're seeing today, while seemingly linked to this news, also comes on the heels of some outperformance. So that's something to consider as we continue to follow and watch that situation. Now, before we take it a break, just want to take a check on one final stock, and that's one that we talked about at the top of the show. It's Tesla. And that's, of course, after Elon Musk tweeted out a poll asking people whether he should sell 10% of his Tesla shares. 58% of the 3.5 million who voted said yes, indeed. And so seemingly on that, we are seeing those shares drop. Of course, they have also had an enormous outperformance this year.